Murphy Martin.
Hello, Mr. Martin.
Yes.
I'm Ken Sweeney. I called your office last week. It's a message to my brother, John Sweeney.
Oh, yes, yes. Mr. Muir, you talked with.
That's right, yes. And I was supposed to get back to you today, but I guess you've read in the papers. Things got a little hectic.
No, in reference to what? I haven't seen that.
Oh, well, we got him back.
Oh, you got him back?
You're right. In fact, he's in St. Albans Naval Hospital now.
Oh, I see.
So I managed to get my, the reason I called was to see if I could, get some financial help to get my parents over to Sweden.
I see.
And when I couldn't get you, Monday was too late, so,
Well, that's good news. I'm glad that he's back. I was not aware. I haven't seen it in the paper.
I'm surprised.
Well, I have been rather busy. It's not too surprising that, because I've been jumping here and there. I did talk earlier. Was it this week? I think Monday or Tuesday. I had talked with a gentleman that I think your brother had talked with in Vietnam, an attorney from Stockholm, Mr. Frank.
Right.
And I had talked to him, and I was not aware that your brother was in Sweden yet. I was talking with Mr. Frank about his recent trip there and about the three pilots that he had interviewed while he was there, and so forth and so on, and he mentioned the fact that your brother just arrived, I believe, the day before, maybe it was last Friday.
Right.
I guess it was Friday. I don't know. My mind's all in a daze about I lose track of time, but anyhow, I recently talked, and he said that your brother had arrived there the day before, and I was not aware of it. But he's back in the States. Is his health good?
Yeah, well, he's lost about 40 pounds.
Is that right?
And,
That's normal.
he has an asthmatic condition, but otherwise, he's pretty good. The reason I called, I don't know if you people can help us at all. I don't know, but I have to ask. At this point, there's been no charges. My brother, they had issued the propaganda statements of reference to my brother. I'm sure you're aware of all those.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say much on the phone or anything. I just tell you that, he'd never defected any place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not true. That I guess I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, although Marine Corps hasn't brought any charges against him. Nobody
right.
understand what I'm saying.
Right.
But, we felt it better to get civilian counsel,
mm-hmm.
For my brother. And we don't know. So far, I've managed to give him enough money that, I've given him some money so far.
Mm-hmm.
But we might need financial help. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're in New York City, aren't you, Mr. Sweeney?
Yes, I am.
The reason I say that, I plan to be up there next week, on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yes.
And I wonder if I could talk to you at that time.
Oh, sure, definitely.
Would you be reachable at this number, this 233-4055?
Yes. Definitely, if I'm not here, they'll know where I am at all times. This is where I work. They'll be able to
right.
get a hold of me. I don't know. I don't even know if we'll need financial. I don't know what what's happening.
Well, if they have not filed and you don't think they're going to file, I wouldn't see that you would need any financial help. But
we don't know what to say. I'll tell you, I have contacted the office of F. Lee Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't know who to so do. Why not shoot for the moon?
Mm-hmm.
And
have you talked with Mr. Bailey?
Mr. Mann, his office manager, and also Gerald Walsh and Colin Gillis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Mr. Gillis is handling this.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, how did you get it? Did you go over? Did the Marine Corps bring your brother back?
No, Mr. Bailey's office got the number for us.
No, but I say to bring your brother back, did you?
What happened was, I'll give you a quick rundown. Mr. Bailey's office got this number for us in Sweden. And
uh-huh.
we didn't ask him how. I really don't want to know how,
Mm-hmm.
And we called there, and, they said my brother wasn't there. And then my father called back again and said, well, tell him it's his father, and we're coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So then they had him call back to say, don't come,
Right.
Then my mother's father went, I got them over there. I went to the parish, and they, were able to pay for the transportation over there.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother's father went over there on Sunday. And my brother, they managed, the fellow that was with my brother, supposedly gone, my brother over there, they managed to give him a slip.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he wanted to come home.
I see.
You know, but he couldn't get out of sleep. He couldn't get out of their sight.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to the American Embassy, and somehow, you know, I don't know all the intrigue and everything involved. You know,
it was the Swedish people that were wanting him to stay there.
It was not Swedes that were telling him to stay there.
Oh, the deserters?
No, North Vietnamese.
The North Vietnamese.
He had a bodyguard with him at all times. Not a bodyguard, I mean a guard with him at all times.
A North Vietnamese type.
Right.
I see.
You know, and so he gave... I've heard rumbles about how this guy became missing, but I can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that was supposed to be guarding my brother when he went to see my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand that. I don't know, this is, you know, like Orthovec and everything. He might have been lost by some of our people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's, I don't want to know about that, you know.
Right.
That's, I guess, the way they play the game. And anyway, my mother, father, and I should get him. You know, they got out of through the help of the embassy and everything. They got out of Sweden pretty quick. You know, where they were back and forth within 27 hours.
Gee whiz.
And
that's great.
He come home in uniform.
That's great.
You know, and he's all Marine and everything. You know, but see, we can't say all these things to the papers.
Right.
You know, in fact, we can't say anything to the papers. And, you know, maybe I'm saying too much now. I don't know.
When did he get back? Sunday, Monday?
Sunday night. Monday morning, I should say, about 12:30, Kennedy Airport.
Right.
And the Marine Corps treated him just fine. Don't, you know,
right.
But
well, that's good.
It's still like, you know, like they said they could face serious charges. You know.
That he could or would.
He could.
I see.
Because of
confined in North Vietnam in a normal prison, or have you been able to talk to him that much?
I haven't been able to talk to him too much. You know, like I guess I really can't tell you the whole story over the phone either.
Right, right. Well, we can do that later.
But I would love to meet with you. Definitely.
Right.
We may never need any financial help. Further than I've gotten already. I don't know, you know, but at this point, we're pretty well drained, and if we do, I wouldn't know where to turn to.
Right. Mr. Sweeney, I will contact you when we're in New York on next week, and perhaps I know we can talk more comfortably at that time.
Yeah,
and also, you probably will have a better readout on what the posture is at that time.
Right, right.
So I look forward to talking with you then.
Mr. Martin, I appreciate everything. Thank you.
Good, and keep in touch.
I will.
All right.
I'll hear from you next week.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.